What does the Bible tell us about the creative use of the tongue and how it can benefit us? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several sessions about creative use of the tongue. The Bible talks about sins of the tongue, and the tongue being an unruly member. But the Bible also tells us that there is a creative use of the tongue, and that creative use is through faith confession, which brings possession. In our last discussions, we talked about what the Bible says about faith confession, that faith confession is an expression of positive words coming out of our mouth because of the fact that Proverbs 18:21 says life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruits thereof. Well, fruits come from seed, and the power of the tongue is to produce seed, and the seed produced by the power of the tongue are words. And when those words are backed by faith, the scripture tells us and implies that the happening is in the words. It's a spiritual thing. That's why words are spiritual. As a matter of fact, we learn that faith confession is empowered, that is, the words are empowered by faith, which is trust on Christ. Now, if we understand that, then we can understand why life and death are in the power of the tongue. And notice what it says, and those who engage it will eat the fruit thereof. In other words, you're going to get a harvest by what you say. But the fact remains that faith works and Jesus never fails. And so, if you confess by faith, faith-filled words, it's always present tense, such as, I believe I am healed in Christ Jesus' name. I believe I am restored in Christ Jesus' name. Provision comes in Christ Jesus' name. When we faith confess like that, the Holy Spirit empowers those words. The happening is in the words. That's why prayer is answered. That's why prophecy comes true. And it follows a law. And that law is called the law of faith. Faith always works. But there is something beyond that that we want to get into today, having given you that brief review, and that is the law of seed time and harvest. You see, you can't have a harvest unless you plant seed. Every farmer knows that. And that's why when it says life and death are in the power of the tongue in Proverbs 18:21, those who engage it will eat the fruit. Fruit comes from seed. The power of the tongue is to release seed. That seed are faith-filled words. Now, there is another law in Scripture called seed time and harvest. So once the seed is released, makes contact with the ground, and gets rooted in the ground, it is just a question of time before it will bring forth a harvest. Now, in Scripture, the ground represents the heart of man and what he believes in the heart. In Genesis 1:11, we read, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Now notice here the law of Genesis. Every seed reproduces after its own kind. Now that includes spiritual words, which are spiritual seed. Notice what these verses of Genesis 1:11 and 12 say. The seed is in itself. And what it is inferring is that all that the tree is in the seed. Why? Because words are spiritual. Where is that in the Bible, you say? Well, let's try 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. In Romans 10:8 we read, but what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach. See, Christians do not preach ordinary words. Christians preach faith-filled words. It's referred to in Scripture as the word of faith. Faith is trust on the Lord Christ Jesus, and on him alone and no other. And that is what empowers the walk of faith. That's what empowers faith confession. That's what empowers seed time and harvest. Now notice that for faith confession to work, that faith seed has to take root in the heart, which is good ground, according to Scripture, and which nourishes that seed. And we learn this from Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 29. Jesus talking about the sower and the seed, and the types of ground that the seed fell on. In verse 26 he says, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep, and rise the next day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. Now there's some important points to understand here. Notice in verse 28 it says, for the earth brings forth fruit of herself. The earth here represents the heart of man. Notice in Mark 11:23 and 24, Jesus said, For truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, Be you removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. He shall have whatsoever he says is the harvest. Okay? But notice the qualifications. But shall not doubt in his heart. See, once that seed is in the good ground of your heart, you water it by faith without doubt. And notice what Jesus says. It shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. As a matter of fact, that's exactly how God created things. In Genesis 1, it says 9 times, And God said, and it was. The thing existing, or coming into existence, followed the saying. Now notice, Jesus says the same thing to us. If you say to the mountain, Be uprooted and cast into the sea, you shall have whatsoever you say. What's the qualification? Believing without doubt. See, James 1, verse 6 and 7 says, Let him who doubts not believe that he'll receive anything from the Lord, for the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So God spoke things into existence by faith. And God says in the Gospel of John, The things I do, you will do, and greater, for I go to the Father. So we're supposed to do the things that Jesus did on our level, on our scale, but we're to do them. As a matter of fact, in Luke 17, verse 6, we read, And the Lord said, If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, Be you plucked up by the root, and be you planted in the sea, and it should obey you. What is Jesus trying to teach us here? Well, he's trying to teach us that if we use faith confession appropriately, properly, in line with God's word, and ways, that your circumstances should obey you. Most Christians go around obeying their circumstances. But that was not God's will from the beginning, and it certainly isn't his will today. See? Now, watch this. Just because you faith confess, just because you say it, doesn't mean you'll have it because you pray it. And I say, well, wait a minute here, Byrne, what are you talking about? You're just talking about faith confession. Now, all of a sudden, you're saying you can faith confess, and you may not necessarily get it. Well, that's right. Now, what is the reason? Well, in Romans 1, the Lord said, I have made myself known through my creation. So if we look at God's creation, and we look at what the farmer does when he plants seed, do you notice that he can't just leave the seed in the ground and walk away and expect to harvest 3 months later. Isn't going to work that way. Why? Well, the answer to that is because the seed has to be cared for. It isn't enough for the farmer to just plant the seed. He has to water the seed. He has to weed the fields before they choke the seed. He has to cultivate and fertilize the ground. And in our case, the ground is our heart, which means we have to stay in the Word of God and nurture ourselves with the Word of God and through prayer and communion with Christ. And so we see that it isn't enough to just plant seed or release faith-filled words. No, seed has to be watered. It has to be checked. It has to be backed by faith, which is trust on Christ alone. Then we will see a harvest. But if you pray one thing and say another, your saying will nullify your praying. If you say one thing and do another, your saying and your doing will nullify your praying. And so, we must operate in the law of faith, which tells us that faith always works, and therefore we need to trust on Christ alone. Faith works and Jesus never fails. And we need to walk and operate in the law of seed time and harvest. We release the seed by faith, but then we have to water it, we have to care for it, we have to be sure that it gets into our hearts, and we are convicted in our hearts that it is a reality, and that the answer, the manifestation, is a coming reality, that God brings it to pass, because we are in line with His Word, which is His will. And how do we water? Hebrews 4:14. Notice what it says. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession of faith. Now in that verse, the word profession and the word confession is one and the same in the Greek. So how do you water the seed you release? By words of your mouth. You continue to faith confess in order to possess. You continue to faith confess until your faith confession becomes a conviction in your heart and a reality and manifests. Hold fast to your confession of faith, Hebrews 4:14 says. But you also have to control the weeds so that they don't choke the seed. You see, you can water the seed, but you must control the spirit world around you that wants to choke the seed and kill the seed. In Matthew 16:19, it says, "And I will give unto you the keys of the heavenlies, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now, that's the prayer of binding and loosing. You bind the strong man's spirits, Matthew 12:29. How can you pillage a strong man's house unless you first bind the strong man? That's Satan, or the territorial spirits, the principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, mentioned in Ephesians 6, or the strong man on assignment, or ruler spirit, as it's called, over the person, place, or thing. So you bind the strong men, and then whatever spirit is under the strong men that is creating the problem, the sin, and they're named according to their ministry, what they minister. So a spirit of anger would minister anger. A spirit of fear will minister fear, and so forth. And so you bind the spirits, binding Satan first, and you loose the person, place, or thing, and you command all in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus. Every command spoken always in Christ Jesus' name. And then you bind up and off all retaliations and decree them forbidden in Christ Jesus' name. And what you're doing is you're cursing the works of the enemy at the roots and protecting the seed. So, in order to have a harvest, we must first faith confess to possess. We must operate in the law of faith. We must do the things that Jesus did. He spoke things into existence by faith. He essentially faith confessed the universe into existence 9 times in Genesis 1. "And God said, and it was," it says. And then in the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "The things I do, you will do, and greater, for I go to the Father." So the Lord Jesus Christ expects us to speak things into existence by faith, using faith to back up our faith-filled words in line with His Word. Oh yes, is it possible? Very definitely. I have seen it work over and over and over again, and Scripture says God is not a respecter of persons. If He does it for one, He will do it for all. Why does Jesus do things this way? Because He wants you to learn who you are in Christ, and He wants you to see the power of the kingdom. Why? 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "The kingdom comes in power, not in words." Now hold on. In Romans 10:8, the Holy Spirit through Paul said, "We preach the word of faith." Is that contradictory? The kingdom comes in power, not in words. We preach the word of faith? No. In 1 Corinthians 4:20, it's talking about ordinary, everyday words. No, the kingdom comes in power. But in Romans 10:8, when the Holy Spirit through Paul says we preach the word of faith, the Holy Spirit is saying there is a specific kind of word that is backed by faith, that is backed by kingdom power, and that is the word that changes things. Say, your world is formed by your words. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruit thereof. Stop making your life miserable and start doing things God's way. Well, you say, but Bern, how do I know this stuff is true? Very simply, God said it. The scripture says all scripture is spirit-scribed, written by the Holy Spirit by divine possession of the apostles and the prophets. And scripture also says God is not a man that he should lie. And it also says in the Bible, let God be true and every man a liar. That's God's position. If you move with God's position, you will see the results, and you will see the manifestation. You will see the demonstration of kingdom power through your use of faith and faith confession. And you will see that it is real and that it really, really works. Now let me ask you a question. Are you in the kingdom that you might use the kingdom power? And if not, shouldn't you be? God has a wonderful plan for your life. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good, and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. You might say, well, Bern, I'm too far gone. God can't possibly take an interest in someone like me. That's a lie of the devil. There is no pit so deep that Jesus cannot reach down and lift you out, and he will for the asking. You can't clean yourself up and go to God. That doesn't work. God has to clean you up. You have to come as you are. Reach out to Christ right now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sins. He will save you, and he will do the rest. And the Holy Spirit will teach you the Word of God and all of the things that we talked about in this broadcast. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God, and I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same. Because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Bern's classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.